It's the Moneyline Show. If you have a question concerning your money, retirement, or estate planning, or if you're simply looking for some direction in investment education, stay tuned. You'll find the Moneyline Show most informative and helpful. Now, here's your host for the Moneyline Show, George Dukovich.
Good morning, and welcome to another edition of the Moneyline Show. This is George Dukovich coming to you from the studios of Today's Wish, 99.7 FM. Here in Pittsburgh, a little soggy, but that's okay. It's better than a foot of snow, I suppose. How about the weather? Wow, it's going to be amazing. I bet there's going to be a lot of people out and about. Holidays are over. Orthodox Christmas over. I'd like to wish everyone a Merry Christmas. Had a good time on Tuesday. Of course, we ate too much again. Imagine that. Then you have the football games coming up, right? And then you have the Super Bowl, so I guess we'll keep the month going with more food and more good times. Thanks for tuning into our program. We are here on Saturday mornings to talk about basic investment and financial planning questions. My name is George Dukovich. I'm a certified financial planner and registered investment advisor representative with Raymond James Financial Services. Raymond James is a member of FINRA and SIPC. Our offices are located here on Liberty Avenue in the Strip District. And we specialize in the areas of pretty much broad-based financial planning. People come to us when they want some help. They don't want to manage their finances anymore. They might be capable. They might not be capable. But they come to us and ask for help when it comes to retirement planning, saving for retirement, taking money out, estate planning, tax planning. In other words, looking at the entire picture, insurance coverages. And we were talking yesterday to a few people about that, insurance coverages and long-term care. Came up as one of the insurance packages, and I said, yeah, we bought this years ago. Actually, they were in the teaching profession, and I guess the school district or someone had a group benefit, and when it's a group benefit, normally it's a pretty good deal, because a lot of times if it's a group benefit, it's guaranteed insurability, which means even if you have problems, you get the coverage, okay? You don't have to have evidence of insurability, meaning you're in good health. And so they, you know, have the contract for some years. And I've seen this before with other people, too. And we were talking about the coverage, and they said, well, you know, they keep raising the rates every year. I said, and they're going to keep raising the rates. The bottom line is, at your age and in your current physical condition, you're not going to find anything better. So a lot of you, if you have these types of policies out there, long-term care policies, and they can be from, like, the big companies. The big companies would be people like John Hancock, Genworth, MetLife, which is now Brighthouse. There was one at Unum, another big one. So if you have these policies, before you say, I'm not going to pay, I would do a lot of research. My advice normally is to people, pay the increase. You're not getting anything better. You have the coverage. The other thing is with some of those older policies, they had the inflation step-up riders, meaning that you might have started out, okay, I want $100 a day coverage, but they had a 5% inflation rider, meaning every year that $100 was inflated every year by an additional $5 a day. Now you could have $150, $200 a day. You don't want to get rid of that. I mean, they're tough to find anymore. So again, nobody likes paying bigger bills, but it's covering a risk, a pretty good risk that might happen to you. I mean, the odds are pretty good from all the studies that we see about care and, you know, health issues and things of that nature. So that came into play. That was a good talk there. Another talk we got into, estate planning. And this is a good time to talk about estate planning and reviewing your estate plan. It's the beginning of the year. And a lot of people, I would say, blow it off. I mean, let's face it, a lot of people, I don't want to get my will done. I don't want to get a power of attorney. If you're going into retirement, you should make that one of the top three items to get done. You know, update your estate plan. And the reason for that is that you want to decide where your funds are going. If something should happen to you, if you're married, you know, something happens to both of you. I'd say the big thing with that, too, that we see a lot of people just getting older, and you can tell some people are just slipping. That's the bottom line. Things are happening. Or they're making decisions that you're scratching your head. And you're like, okay, where's the son or daughter's phone number? I better call. Power of attorney allows someone in your family you trust to manage your financial affairs if you cannot do that anymore. Today's program, I want to talk a little bit again about taxes, talk a little bit about that SECURE Act that we talked about, and maybe some reasons why your parents might be in some type of financial trouble. And what's funny, when you don't talk to someone for a little while, you can notice that change. If you're talking to that person like almost every day or every week, you know, it's kind of like a gradual change. But when you don't see somebody for a year and you're like, whoa, something's going on here, that's when it really pops out. It's interesting. Okay, so stay tuned. We're going to take a short commercial break. You're listening to The Money Line Show. My name's George Dukovich. We're going to take a short break and be right back.
To call in with your money questions, dial 412-281-3119. That's 412-281-3119. The Money Line will return right after this short commercial break.
Facing the future alone after the death of a spouse is one of life's most overwhelming experiences. And if your spouse handled all the financial affairs, the prospect of having to manage them yourself can make you feel like you're in amazing confusion. That's where the professionals of Dukovich Financial Services can help. With down-to-earth advice from a financial planning firm that's concerned about you and your financial well-being, personalized one-on-one service tailored to meet your specific needs and concerns, so you don't have to go it alone. Call Dukovich Financial Services today at 412-281-3119. Put your mind to ease. 412-281-3119.
Your business is growing. Your needs are changing. Raymond James Financial Advisor George Dukovich is committed to helping you design a financial plan for your life, as well as the life of your business. As a business owner, you may be looking to expand, transfer the business to a family member, establish a 401k, or invest in Key Man Insurance. Whatever your needs, they can help. To learn more about their business services, call George Dukovich at 412-281-3119. Located in Pittsburgh in the Strip District, Raymond James Financial Services. Member FINRA, SIPC.
To call in with your specific questions, dial 412-281-3119. That's 412-281-3119. And now, back to the Money Line Show with George Dukovich.
Welcome back to the Money Line Show. This is George Dukovich. And just a reminder to our listeners, you can reach us up to about 9 after the program. We'll take some calls. And then during the week, if you just need help with your own planning or if you know someone that does, we'd appreciate the referral. 412-281-3119. That's 412-281-3119. Toll free 1-800-400-3119. And don't forget the website, DukovichFinancial.com. We'll talk about some of these planning subjects, but hey, how about the markets? Dow 29,000 hit the big 29. And we're talking investing with some, you know, people and maybe even some younger people. I'm like, listen, you're starting now. Sure, the markets have been doing good, but the goal is for you to save over time. It's not get rich quick. It's get rich slowly. And the way you get rich slowly is save money and try to stay out as much debt as you possibly can and pay your debts off. Don't be in a hurry. I mean, we were talking to some younger people. I said, boy, if you can start saving in your 20s and leave the money alone, you're going to have a happy retirement down the road. You're going to have a lot of money to do the things you want and spend money on the things you want to buy. So you got to take your time. And you got to realize it takes time, and you're never going to time the market right. That's very difficult to do, even for the professionals that have the supercomputers and everything else. It's very difficult to do. So think about it. If you're going to get started investment, you're going to start a plan, just remember, it's a long-term plan. It's a long process, okay? It's a long season. Put it that way. Some of the news I want to get to before we talk some about our subjects. Long-term mortgage rates fell this week to the lowest level in 13 weeks. The yield on Treasury bonds, especially the 10-year note, tends to influence the mortgage market. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac said on Thursday the average rate for a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage, are you ready? 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. 3.65% on a 30-year mortgage. A year ago, we were at 4.45. How about that? 3.65. Boy, that is low. I remember my mom showing her mortgage. I remember her taking the payment up to the local building and loan. It almost sounds like that movie, It's a Wonderful Life. It was the building and loan. And I think her mortgage payment was $50 a month or something like that. And they were paying maybe 6% way back when. How about that? 3.65. Wow. And the average rate on a 15-year mortgage, 3.07%. A week ago, it was about 3.16%. How about that? Unbelievable. Now, adjustable rate mortgage is a little bit lower, but I don't even know why you would consider it. I mean, if you're going to guess that rates are going to go lower, maybe, but how much lower can we go? I guess we can go lower, but why run the risk? Then on the other hand, do you think rates are going to go up? I just don't see rates going up. I don't see inflation pushing rates up. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. The unemployment numbers came out also. The unemployment numbers came out with the non-farm payroll number rose by 145,000. All the professional handicappers were guessing around 160,000. So a little bit shy. And you know, that's so funny. Again, these people, we're talking about these people are professional financial people. That's their job all day long. Big staffs, you know, big departments. And very seldom do they get it right. So that's all I always say to you. If you ever get something wrong, don't be too hard on yourself. Even the professionals get it wrong. But basically what it's saying, the numbers were decent, you know, not as high as everyone thought, decent. The three-month average is still about 180-some-thousand jobs a month. Over 7 million job openings. 7 million. And everybody I talk to, every business, like every time a business owner comes in the office, and they have all different types of businesses, not just blue collar, not white collar, every single business you can think of, they're all looking for people. Everybody's looking for people. It doesn't matter what job or what profession you're in, they are all looking for people. So not too bad. Average weekly hours held steady at 34.3. Pay went up, you know, about 3% year over year, which is good. I'd like to see the pay go up. And people, you know, I started thinking about some people say, well, why isn't the pay going up faster? That's the average. I was talking to someone about this. Think about what's happening with robotics and artificial intelligence, eliminating some jobs. And you're probably saying, wow, what the heck are you talking about? Look at the local grocery store. You have more self-checkout lines than you do manned checkout lines, right? Unbelievable. 10 to 1, probably. 10 to 1. Amazing. Just what's going on. And that's probably, some people's pay is probably going up more, but when you add the robots, that's probably helping keeping the cost down. Think about that. And that's going to happen more and more and more. And believe it or not, a lot of that research taking place here in Pittsburgh, right? Self-driving cars. What about self-driving trucks? Imagine that. There's a shortage of truck drivers. We saw one financial stat. Shortage of truck drivers, like nationwide, they need like 25,000 truck drivers. 25,000. That's amazing when you think about it. Did you ever go on Interstate 80? Oh, there's more trucks than cars. So you're hard-pressed to find a car on Interstate 80. Okay, stay tuned. You're listening to The Moneyline Show. We're going to take a short break. My name is George Dukovich, and we will be right back.
To call in with your money questions, dial 412-281-3119. That's 412-281-3119. The Moneyline will return right after this short commercial break.
Your business is growing. Your needs are changing. Raymond James Financial Advisor George Dukovich is committed to helping you design a financial plan for your life as well as the life of your business. As a business owner, you may be looking to expand, transfer the business to a family member, establish a 401k, or invest in Key Man Insurance. Whatever your needs, they can help. To learn more about their business services, call George Dukovich at 412-281-3119. Located in Pittsburgh in the Strip District. Raymond James Financial Services. Member FINRA. SIPC.
Are you looking for an easy way to pass your investment assets to your heirs without going through the probate process and without giving up ownership control? Then consider the TOD account as part of your overall estate plan. With this special service, the investment assets held in the TOD brokerage account avoid the probate process, can be quickly transferred to the beneficiaries of your choice, and the assets receive the step-up of cost basis when passed to your heirs. For more information and a free brochure on the TOD account, contact the professionals at Dukovich & Associates, 412-281-3119.
To call in with your specific questions, dial 412-281-3119. That's 412-281-3119. And now, back to the Moneyline Show with George Dukovich.
Welcome back to the Moneyline Show. This is George Dukovich. And again, phone numbers for about an hour after the program, 412-281-3119. Toll free, 1-800-400-3119. And don't forget, you can hear podcasts of our program at WSHH.com. Or should you say period com? I guess everyone says .com. You can check that out. Had a question. You know, the new rules are out with the Secure Act about questions with the RMDs being extended to age 72. And one of the people called and said, hey, you know what? I'm right there in the middle. I had to take it. Do I get a break? Well, the answer is no. If you were 70 and a half last year, you got to keep with the old system. Now, if you're going to be 70 and a half this year, you can push it back to 72. And I'm glad they didn't do 72 and a half. You know, let's make it easy on people. 72, okay, we can live with that. So you got a little bit extra time. But for those people, that poor people that, you know, was hoping maybe to get a year off, you can't do that. Not anymore. So please understand that sometimes that's the way the rules work, right? One thing I like about the Secure Act is the age limit is removed for IRA contributions. There's no longer an age cap on contributions to a traditional IRA. Traditional IRAs will now be aligned with Roth IRAs. And if you're working, I'd be putting money in the Roth. I mean, if you're 70 or even late 60, I mean, I guess it depends on your tax bracket, how bad you're getting whacked. But if you can, throw money in the Roth. Especially take a look, you know, you hear stock diversification, right? Some money in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, safe things. Look at the tax diversification. I mean, if you're all qualified tax deferred, you have no choice. You have no options. You know, your money's coming from one type of taxable bucket. Think tax-free with the Roth IRA. So what's nice is these new, you know, traditional IRAs now with the Roth IRAs. Now, before the Secure Act, there was a cap for contributing to a traditional IRA of age 70 and a half. Individuals who continue to work can continue to save for retirement now regardless of age. But make it the tax-free part. That's what I would like. And you might say, well, you know, I'm working, but I'm not making a lot of money, not enough that, you know, maybe I don't want to put it in a plan. I don't have the cash to put it in the plan. But what you want to do is look at your regular account, see if you have investments or money that's not an IRA just sitting over there in your regular taxable account. Take some of that money, put it in your Roth. You will make that money tax-free forever. You cannot beat that deal. I mean, take that. And, I mean, that would be a good way to look at this thing. You're taking money that's currently taxable. Because you're working, the window's open. You could put money in the Roth IRA and, hey, gross tax-free. That's nice. And, of course, the big thing with IRAs, the elimination of what's called the stretch IRA, meaning that if you and your wife left money to your children, if they wanted, they could stretch it over their life expectancy, which was a beautiful thing when people did it. It worked very well. I have a number of people doing. They're getting checks now, some of them, over 15 years. And they still have a decent amount of money in the account. And they're still getting checks. The money's growing because it's age-based. And they're not that, I mean, they're not that old yet. They're not 80, 90. They're 60, 65. And they're getting nice checks out. And the money's still there. Well, the new rules is it must all be out within 10 years, so I hope you understand that. Now, 10 years is better than 5 because way back when this all started, I seem to remember that the rules being that it had to be out in 5 years, something of that nature. And there were some quirky things with the rules. It was unbelievable. It was so complex, it was ridiculous. But 10's better than nothing. And I guess if I'm a parent, well, if the kids can hang on to it for 10 years, I'll be happy, right? Versus 10 minutes. And so 10 years, not bad. Sometimes parents have a concern with some children because of the situation they may be in. They may not be able to stop themselves from spending, whether they're spendaholics, foolish with their money. Number two, have a substance abuse issue. Number three, have some family or legal issues. And I know a lot of people use the estate planning type documents, like trust or something of that nature. You're going to want to get back with your attorney to figure out how the trust is still going to work in that situation. If somehow you have a trust as the beneficiary of your retirement fund because of these new rule changes. So that might be part of your estate plan that you need to revisit for some reason. And again, that is for non-spouse beneficiaries. If you're leaving your money to your spouse, they can still, you know, do whatever they want, more or less. But if you're leaving it to anyone else other than a spouse, then you have some issues to deal with there. So, again, that's big topics. People are still talking about these. People are still learning about these, and they're still wondering, you know, what they're going to do with their funds. The other thing, the IRS, on a tax note, most taxpayers can get an early start. Boy, and if you start now, that's early. I'd have to give you a trophy if you started on your tax returns. Well, free file's ready. IRS free file featuring brand name online tax providers. It is open. Opened on Friday. For all you people who wanted to file your taxes for your 2020 tax filing season. Taxpayers whose adjusted gross income was $69,000 or less in 2019, which is covering a lot of people, if you think about it. That's covering a lot of people. Can do their taxes now. You can do them today if you wanted. And free file provider will submit the returns once the IRS officially opens the 2020 tax filing season on the 27th. So you can get a jump. You can be the first in line. Kind of like that shopping on Thanksgiving Eve, right? What they call the doorbuster. You can be the tax filing doorbuster, ready to go and get your return process. Now, free file online products offer free federal tax return preparation, free electronic filing, and free direct deposit of refunds to help get your money faster, according to the IRS commissioner. So not bad. So you have all the, you know, all the big companies, 1040 Now, Easy Tax Return. You have freereturns.com, H&R Block, Intuit, Online Taxes, TaxAct, TaxHawk, and TaxSlayer. You notice how they're all talking about killing taxes. Slayer, Hawk. So, hey, you're ready to go. If you guys are ready, have some fun, do your taxes. Okay, stay tuned. You're listening to The Money Line Show. We have to take a short commercial break, and we will be right back.
To call in with your money questions, dial 412-281-3119. That's 412-281-3119. The Money Line will return right after this short commercial break.
Are you looking for an easy way to pass your investment assets to your heirs without going through the probate process and without giving up ownership control? Then consider the TOD account as part of your overall estate plan. With this special service, the investment assets held in the TOD brokerage account avoid the probate process, can be quickly transferred to the beneficiaries of your choice, and the assets receive the step-up of cost basis when passed to your heirs. For more information and a free brochure on the TOD account, contact the professionals at Dukovich & Associates, 412-281-3119.
Facing the future alone after the death of a spouse is one of life's most overwhelming experiences. And if your spouse handled all the financial affairs, the prospect of having to manage them yourself can make you feel like you're in a maze of confusion. That's where the professionals of Dukovich Financial Services can help. With down-to-earth advice from a financial planning firm that's concerned about you and your financial well-being, personalized one-on-one service tailored to meet your specific needs and concerns, so you don't have to go it alone. Call Dukovich Financial Services today at 412-281-3119. Put your mind to ease. 412-281-3119.
To call in with your specific questions, dial 412-281-3119. That's 412-281-3119. And now, back to the Money Line Show with George Dukovich.
All right, welcome back to the Money Line Show. This is George Dukovich. And reminder to our listeners, you're listening to the Money Line on Wish 99.7 FM podcast. You can hear at wish.com. Check out our website, dukovichfinancial.com, and phone numbers. If you need some help or some direction or know of someone that does, they can reach us at locally, 412-281-3119. Hey, the Secure Act also is helping businesses, employers, small employers, striving to provide some quality retirement savings opportunities to their workers. I mean, there's been some changes, and adding a retirement plan it's a lot of work. Number one, it will cost you some money. And then, I mean, a lot of workers are probably saying, or employers are probably saying, yeah, I don't mind the money part, but then the paperwork comes in. And that's when a lot of people might say, I don't want to do the paperwork. Well, they can help businesses. This new act can help businesses. The tax credit that small businesses can take for starting a new retirement plan has increased. The new rule allows employers to take a credit equal to the greater of $500 or the lesser of $250 times the number of non-highly compensated ineligible employees. So basically what that means, they scratch out the owners and, you know, the higher execs or whatever, or $5,000. Now, the credit applies for up to 3 years. The previous maximum credit amount allowed was 50% of the startup cost up to a maximum of $1,000. Now, credits are good. You got to understand the difference between credits and deductions. Credits give you more bang for the buck. If someone says, hey, would you like a $500 deduction or would you like to have a $500 credit? You would hit the buzzer and say, credit. You want the credits. Credits are the best. There's a new tax credit up to $500 is available for employers that launch a simple IRA or 401k plan with automatic enrollment. That a credit applies for 3 years. So auto enrollment means you're setting up the plan, and that means everybody that's in is enrolled. Okay, they have to opt out. They're going to say, don't take my money. Don't save my money. Anybody new comes to work for you, you're enrolled. Money's going in there. So you get a credit for that. Now, with regards to the new mandate to permit certain part-timers to participate in retirement plans, employers may exclude such employees for non-discrimination testing purposes. On that would be people don't work a whole lot on the short-term side, so that's a good thing for employers. Auto enrollment safe harbor plans may automatically increase you, the participant's, contributions until they reach 15% of salary. The previous ceiling was 10%. Think about that. You have auto enrollment. You go to work for someone, and they set you up for auto enrollment. They might be taking 15% out of your pay. And if you're saying, well, that's okay, you're going to have a lot of money down the road. If you can save 15% of your pay, you know, and still, you know, have a comfortable lifestyle, and you can save that 15% right from the get-go and kind of get, addicted to that saving, you're going to have a lot of money down the road. You're not going to have any money problems down the road. So what's happening is the government's enticing employers to get you saving, okay? Because everybody's concerned on how much money's down the road because everybody's spending all their money all the time and they don't have anything down the road. Nobody gets serious about it until they're 64 and they want to retire at 65. Imagine that. So there's a lot of incentives out there for the businesses to start plans. They're trying to entice you with some tax credits better than deductions, auto enrollment, money's coming right out of your pay. Parents tell the younger, children, hey, sign up for the auto enrollment, start at least 10%, let it go until 15%, that will be fine. Okay, folks, we still have more to talk about, but we are out of time. So thanks for tuning into this week's show as we start the new year. Of course, we have more and more tax stuff coming your way and more ideas on how to save money for the future, retirement, and basic financial planning strategies. So have a nice weekend. Take care. We'll talk to you next week on the Moneyline Show.
And that wraps up the Moneyline Show. Thanks for tuning in. And don't forget, if you have a question for one of the financial professionals at Dukovich & Associates, call their offices now at 412-281-3119 or toll free at 1-800-400-3119 on the web at DukovichFinancial.com. And one of their professionals will get right back to you. Your question may even be included on next week's edition of the Moneyline Show. Dukovich & Associates specializes in retirement, investment, and estate planning for individuals and business owners. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, member of FINRA and SIPC. Dukovich Financial. They help you with your most important decisions. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Dukovich Financial Services, Inc. is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. The views expressed during the Moneyline Show are not necessarily those of Wish Radio. Radio staff or management. It's recommended that you consult with your financial or legal professional before making any financial transactions. The content discussed during the Moneyline Show is designed to help the general public increase their knowledge of financial planning subjects. The information discussed during the Moneyline Show is not intended as a solicitation or an offer to buy or sell any security referred to here in the program. You should discuss any tax or legal matters with the appropriate professional.